that it's a fixed amount that will be determined as the process moves along, so we're taking out a blank dollar.
So why would you have left a blank in there from dollar to the dollar sign?
We just said it was a fixed amount of amount that we should agree upon rather than put it in now because we didn't think we could get to that number over the next couple of weeks.
I was probably agreed to yesterday.
On page four, I added a sentence in there that if they sold the retail, the purchaser would be subject to the approval of the town. Mm-hmm. That was not in there before. It should have been next thing. They agreed to that. Mm-hmm. And again, we just didn't want to lose that. So that one sentence was added there. And it was also added on the next page that they should have voted on the purchase of the subject to the approval of the town. And then restricted covenants.
Before we get to restricted, we talked about it this morning or last night. Do you think it's going to be a home run for the developer when it comes to the economy? Is the home run insurance contract in there now?
Yeah.
It is.
The percentage is light and their return is light.
John, I don't know what you just said to each other.
Convert. The contract about 7 years ago called what I call home run insurance, and that is we negotiate based on a pro forma that we are both agreeing on, all of us free and if we get into the marketplace and after the buildings are constructed or while they're under construction and the sales start to take off the market, we want to share in that upside.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a home run for the developer.
Mm-hmm. That is the percentage of whatever percentage. We discussed that
at some point
yesterday.
Well, I want to make sure that there's a percentage of net sales on the fee.
Right.
And that's not what I'm talking about.
Okay, so that's different.
Yeah, I'm saying that if prices are so dramatically higher than the pro forma.
That is not in here, then.
What
is in here is the concept of, well, we get a percentage after their return on cost.
Yeah, see, I don't want to get one in there, but the home run. Well, I don't know how to start about that, but basically you use the final pro forma of it in the negotiation agreement, and you fail to see that number, you're going to actually send it to that sales book.
Something to get back to you. About the projected gross sales proceeds would be $10 million to the extent that the actual gross sales proceeds exceed that amount, you'd be an extra sum.
There you go.
Okay. One thing I added, we talked about the full-time residency requirement. I just put in the word substantial full-time to hear the possibility of full-time residency, something like that. On page 6 on the manager time, town investment again, we left the dollar amount blank. And then in I and otherwise at the top, I've added two things. We talked about the financial capacity, and I've added to be evidence in part by letters of intent from lending institutions and equity providers containing preliminary commitments and amount sufficient to complete construction of the two projects. So just adding some specific requirements on them in terms of our being satisfied with them. And then in the second paragraph where we talk about all the construction risks are there, I added an environmental risk, because that's what I understand the deal is. We gave them all our reports, expecting them to solve the problem. I didn't want them to come back and back.
I just saw something about the age requirement. You said prohibit the leasing of residential units for a term of less than 1 year. What about prohibit the leasing of residential units for people, two people less than 22 years of age? As well. I mean, so that effectively raises the both topics and both groups.
What paragraph are you in, Ken?
No, that's on 5.
Sure, copy.
Okay.
On page 9, that's just a little tweak on whether what you are approving. I added in the property manager, kind of something they agreed to and was left out, and then I also added in the contract as well, superintendent, get the information to do. We have those people who we approve the system.
That's true. Page eight, not all of them.
Okay. Okay, can I approve?
That's it, yeah.
On public space, I just read that, added, I think the contest was talked about yesterday, but it's successful or not, I don't know.
Now, I was thinking we were going to get the developer to do it for the first 3 years. Do the programming. In addition to the maintenance. Well, the maintenance we wanted to do forever. The programming we wanted to do for the first 2 years.
Oh, that's cool.
I'm glad I'm prepared.
The idea being that, this is obviously a negotiation, but this is what we love.
The notion that we talked about yesterday about the remembrance was that we would take a portion of their funding and employ an events planner. That the events planner that we would employ would work with their people for the first 2 years or thereabouts until we developed a pattern for doing this, and also give them some greater degree of control over the types of events and the schedule and that kind of thing.
Yeah. And we want to negotiate with them being responsible for maintenance, too.
And for them to be responsible for maintenance from day one until the end of the year.
On a fee basis, or?
It's spelled out in here.
Is that part of it? So this part says that they're going to do the maintenance for 2 years, for a minimum of 2 years, and that's something that we want to do forever. And then if we're going to do the program, why not just say they're responsible for both? And then...
I think we want to do the programming. In the end, we want to have influence over the programming in the beginning. And at some point, we want to completely manage the programming so that they come to us if they want to do something.
Right, but, okay, but I was just thinking if we put it in this way, then we can negotiate back the decision that you're in Chicago. I mean, they don't want to program that how it's going to do. They may say to that, but the thing about simplicity is
and my impression was that council wanted to have some influence over programming in the beginning. And the best way to do that, I think.
Yeah. No,
What did you say, Mark?
Now?
Yes.
It says for 2 years they can do the maintenance, and it says we're going to hire a programmer, and we'll have primary responsibility for programming with input from the council. And what I'm going to do is change it to say the developer can be responsible for maintenance, too.
Mm-hmm.
When I was going to, on the program and say the developer will have primary responsibility for programming for a period of 2 years with input from the town. Thereafter, the town will have primary responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
I am fortunate, my any program that would involve Church Street is going to have to come to us anyway.
Right.
They can't do anything, they're going to close the street, so we're going to have to forward to that.
Right. I don't want to get into it. I think that we should have equal footing on the programming for the first 2 years.
Yeah.
Take it over. So, I mean, I think we want to be able to, we want to be able to reject a particular idea that they have.
Right.
And we want to give them the option of giving, rejecting something that we want to do at for a couple of years. But I don't, I think we have to have our finger in that pie firmly right off the bat.
Yeah.
I just want to point out in this document on responsibilities that John Sable through in the agenda, this document, John, he wrote that RAM was going to manage for at least the project for at least 2 years after completion, that initially the program would be administered jointly, and after 2 years or fail. Up to after 2 years or a sale of 90% of the residential is what we're talking about. There's a joint period. That's what this
right.
Is.
That's what I want.
Yeah, that's more accurate. What
and then I wrote down correct. After this period that we're going to hire an event coordinator, and that may not be right.
We want to hire the event coordinator
on the get-go.
Right, so maybe we could just say yes. After this period is not correct. I don't know if I could change it.
Let's change it. You got time.
Okay, so I just changed it.
Let's go ahead and do it now.
What about the criminal prevention all is for having RAM maintain the open space, public open space?
Because they're going to make themselves happy.
Yeah.
They won't be happy with our
we will never make them happy. They will always be unhappy with our level of effort. We will never be able to satisfy them.
To keep their retail
tenants.
Well,
they pay them the fee or?
No. They've got to figure out how to maintain all the other space. All we're talking about is this small additional 30,000 square feet or whatever it is.
I see public open spaces being a high maintenance area, costing a lot of money to maintain.
Precisely.
Well, let's let them say that.
The trade-off is that they get that. I mean, their event there is trying to bring customers there, et cetera, et cetera. But it all goes back to the fact that it won't work with the town maintaining it.
We won't.
I think that's true. I like that concept, but the idea of them doing it for nothing, I don't think it's going to go well with it.
Well, if we're going to have to pay to do it, we'll pay ourselves to do it and do it for our own standards, and they'll have to live with it. They won't like that.
Clearly, we're going to negotiate that.
The council, and I think rightly so, has not been willing. And I would say able to spend the kind of money that it takes to do the detailing that would be necessary on this project. We just can't afford to do that. And they're going to need to. It's in their own best interest.
Also, each event can carry with it a cleanup.
Oh, yeah.
Things like, there's some degree of...
We do a great job of... And the cleaning up after big events.
Yeah,
we
do a good job big ticket item after
of landscaping to a level of quality that would be expected at this site.
Yeah, we're not gonna be picking on the dead heads on the rose bushes
and doing fancy mulch and.
Yeah, we're not gonna do that. And somebody. Pukes right in front of somebody's doorway, it may or may not get cleaned up as promptly as they would like.
When you serve on the council, you get the pleasure of meeting people in the supermarket who own businesses downtown and take out pictures of vomit piles.
Well, the best is that these refrigerator
grease truck.
I found that
people show you pictures of their kids, and then,
yeah.
Let me show you this.
Betty is not out of business at that location. She was not able to reach agreement with the landlord on the price that she found acceptable.
Upstairs, sir?
Well, she leaves both places. Right, yeah, upstairs and downstairs. It's Nina Wallace. It's Jimmy Wallace's old building where his travel agency used to be.
Yeah.
and it's a small building, it's upstairs and downstairs, she doesn't need that much space. Plus she wanted triple net with everything being Betty's responsibility. And they're doing work on the building next door, and she's concerned about utility cross connections and all that kind of stuff.
What's she going to do?
I have no idea. Her daughter also is getting out of the business, and her daughter had been running there
for a while.
And
so
now,
her husband, but the common law husband.
Yeah.
He's been sick, I think. I can't remember his name right now.
I don't know his wife. Yeah. The hearing guy.
What used to be the
love shop.
Well, that's a shame.
She's
been down there for...
A long time.
40 years.
Yeah. The reason I mentioned this is she believes that Nina Wallace would sell that building. And she thinks that... Steve Riddle, as soon as he hears of it, may buy it because he seems to be buying everything these days. And she says,
Joe Riddle.
Steve Riddle is a police officer. Joe Riddle is the guy.
Occasionally deals with the police.
And her theory is that it'd be a good thing for this development to buy it and knock it down and create a covered glass passageway to Franklin Street.
She's too far east, isn't she?
I think she is a little bit. She says she's not. She says that it lines up pretty well with the alley that comes up beside the Bank of America building, but it's offset from that.
Have you mentioned the
diagram? Is it on the east side of the...
I just got this yesterday afternoon about
4:30. Is it on the east side or the west side of Bank of America?
It's on the east side.
That's what I thought. So in terms of the lost deck aspect, it's certainly too far.
She just doesn't quite line up right.
Yeah.
I wish I could remember. I've got to go up there and look. But my recollection is here's Amber Alley. Here's the alley beside Bank of America. And she's sort of in between those two.
Right.
But I would imagine that that's acceptable.
No, but that's
enough.
It would work. It's not perfect, but it would work.
Oh, wait, right east of the Bank of America building?
It's east of the Bank of America.
It's right. You go out the back door of her store and you're at the deck.
Yeah. It's not. Amber Alley is perfect.
Right, but.
And right through the Bank of America building would be perfect. But she's offset just a little bit. Maybe. Two store buildings there because it's so narrow. Her building is only 12 feet wide, so it has no real commercial value of significance. And so I thought I'd mention that to Abby.
What is happening for computers?
The whole rental thing in downtown Temple was the same. I heard Cover, the Temple Ball space, which used to be Orange Plumbing.
Right.
I heard they want $3,000 a month for that.
Good Lord.
I mean, it's just like, it was a plumbing contractor's place 3 years ago. And I think that,
it probably is a super fun site.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, for both tenants, I think. But, something about that market needs to shake up. But,
I'll mention this to Abby, just so she'll know.
We would rather ramble it
than go right away.
Yeah.
Well, you think?
Yeah. So I have to qualify it because
when I put that thought, I don't know. Well, we'd rather someone purchase it than to use it rather than just stockpile it as inventory for future speculative operations. I think we're just waiting
John, on your home loan contract.
Good.
You got that. So we're waiting for Chris to fix the spree document?
Right, we're out to clean out packages.
Now, in the way this will start, we're going to ask them where they are with the Wallace deck. Well, that are we going to? I mean, that's.
Yeah. Wallace deck and the Centura deal.
And the architectural loan, Lot 5.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How's it going?
Let's do some pleasantries.
Maybe we should go down and start chatting.
That way, Chester takes it there off. I'm not even better now, so
we could head on down.
Yeah, we can just, I'll bring them down up there. I'll get to these back soon.
Well, did you hear anything from Chad?
No, no, I sent her that. I haven't heard anything.
I haven't either.